Well, I'd like to welcome Erica Rendon to the Caregiver Smile Summit. She's the host of Nourish Senior Life and a franchise owner of Comfort Keepers. She was born in Colombia, South America, and was introduced to the senior population by her own family, specifically her grandmother, who was the primary 24-hour caregiver to her grandfather, who had advanced Parkinson's. As a young person, she recognized the desire to help seniors in need, and in particular, 24-hour caregivers that had limited support and resources. She stepstoned her way to a great career in assisted living and home care. The Nourish Senior Life campaign is meant to provide education to the senior population on healthy eating choices that are affordable, easy to prepare, and convenient for one or two people. It's a practical topic, and that's why we wanted Erica on our summit. So welcome, Erica, to the Caregiver Smile Summit. All right, let's get started. So when we talk about caloric intake for seniors, why is that so important?
Because calorie needs decrease with age, nutrients still remain the same or need to increase. It's essential that seniors pack as much nutrition into each meal as possible, and planning quick and nutritious meals that are high in protein, vitamins, and minerals can make healthy eating very easy.
Okay. And is there a certain amount of caloric intake that a senior needs as opposed to somebody like yourself or a baby boomer like me?
So on average, a senior should be intaking anywhere between 1,350 calories a day.
Okay. And, you know, we have a lot of, you know, people are always on diets and wanting to think that if they skip meals, it'll fast track them. What's the rumor around the whole skipping breakfast thing? Is that a good thing or not a good thing?
It is definitely not a good thing. The breakfast is basically your starter. It sets you up and it sets the tone for the rest of the day. Most of our seniors we find don't eat very well during breakfast, which basically limits what they're eating the rest of the day. We see a lot of tea and toast ladies out there, unfortunate to say, but really, you know, having a well-balanced meal in the breakfast, whether that's having great protein like eggs, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, as well as any high fiber cereals as well, really make for an easy and great breakfast.
Right. And I know, like, if you're in a senior community, you probably have more options about what they're going to serve you. That is, if you choose to come out of your room. Do you have any tips to help seniors who are aging in place, seniors clients of yours who go down this path of, you know, just tea and biscuit or something for breakfast, that can help them think about breakfast as a more important meal and make the right choices and buy the right food?
I definitely think that, you know, helping our seniors, whether you are the daughter, the son, whatever part you play in that senior's life, is helping, you know, preparing a shopping list together, getting them involved in that shopping list, and including their meals, and including things that they truly enjoy, I think is important. Consistently talking about education and consistently talking about the benefits of a healthy and well-balanced diet really makes a difference.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So that's breakfast. So let's move on to lunch. What can I do? Cause lunch is I notoriously can skip lunch and work, just keep working. I guess that's a habit that maybe comes with you when you age as well, if it's a habit you've had your whole life. Same kind of question. How do you make sure you eat lunch and make time for that lunch? And then what are healthy lunch options and easy lunch options, especially for a senior, because we have to realize that some people, you know, may not cook as much anymore, or rely on some quick prep types of things. So what recommendations do you have there?
So lunch is a wonderful time and opportunity to focus on vegetables. Vegetables, you know, is definitely a very important source of our nutrition intake. So, you know, possibly cutting up vegetables a few days beforehand, keeping them ready and served in the fridge to be brought up. Another great resource as well that we use in Canada and Ontario is, you know, Meals on Wheels. Opportunities for seniors to have maybe a few different choices in terms of what they have in their fridge and in their freezers. You know, sometimes even making sure that you have leftovers from dinner the next day is also a great way to stretch, you know, your foods and to stretch up, you know, some of the options that you have. I guess salad tends to be quite popular, and it's very easy to make and or buy pre-prepared salad packages with, you know, maybe some tuna. Tuna is a great thing to have in the pantry. You can also get a can of beans with a chopped egg just on top and mix that all together with a light dressing. You could potentially get some rice together. Brown rice tends to be a bit more popular and easy to digest. Rice, because it is gluten-free, it's a little bit easier on our tummies and helps with a gut healthy kind of diet. And you could, you know, use some brown rice with some feta cheese and put some salmon on there as well to make it, you know, nice and protein packed.
Wow. That's a lot of great options. I'll have to go back and rewatch the video just to write those down. So you did mention Meals on Wheels. Is there any, what do you think of kind of these new services that are cropping up in terms of being able to ship meals to you? And I know I'm in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and we're starting to see even the grocery chains starting to do that. Is that a good option for family caregivers and older adults?
I definitely agree that it is a good option for many of those companies that are coming forward with these, you know, meal preparations for families. They do focus on special diets, whether that's low sodium, diabetic options as well. And I think it really gives families an opportunity to mix up their routine from regularly cooked meals at home to those that are frozen or are freshly delivered that day. And I think they also want to cater towards maybe some of our clients that have issues with mastication or swallowing with diets that are minced or soft. So it really gives families an opportunity to switch things up and keep things, you know, a little bit less routine and a little bit more spiced up.
Right. And in your experience, are these services affordable or any less or more expensive than if you just went to the supermarket yourself and bought the items?
I think in general, they try to cater to be affordable. I do think that if it's an option that you're going to be looking at for every single meal of the day, it might tend to get a little bit pricier. And, you know, when we are cooking at home individually, you know, we want to use as many of those vegetables, as many as those fruits and all of our groceries that we're using. We don't want to necessarily throw them out. So it's good to try to just balance both if you can.
Right. Okay, great. So let's move on to the next meal of the day, dinner. So how can you stretch, you know, dinners when you're cooking for one or two people?
So I definitely think that when making dinner, cooking extra for a second or even third meal, I've always been a fan of leftovers. So soups, particularly, and stews that are very hearty with lots of fresh vegetables, potatoes, even rice, they also taste better the next day or a few days later, and you can freeze them, which is also a nice option as well. You know, any leftover rices, beans, even low-fat cheeses can make an extra, you know, kind of like a taco night. Adding leftover vegetables and chicken to, let's say, a low-sodium chicken broth can help with, you know, a nice soup as well for lunch. And if you have the energy to cook a hot meal for dinner and you aren't hungry, just make your lunch, you know, your larger meal and have a light dinner instead is always really a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that a bunch over the last few years about doing that. One thing we didn't talk about is snacking. Because I know that people sometimes, you know, on some of these diets, they recommend every 2 or 3 hours you're eating something. So besides the main meals of the day, what about snacking in general, and what's healthy for you to do that?
Okay, so you want to stay away from high sodium snacks like potato chips and high sugar things like, you know, cookies and danishes, that sort of thing. So you want to stick to fresh fruits, fresh yogurts, fresh vegetables that are raw with, you know, maybe a nice dip to go with it. As well as, you know, for those seniors that are maybe not getting as much nutritional intake during their meals, it might be a good idea to start looking at some, you know, what do you call them? Nutritional supplements like Onsure or Boost as an additional to the meal as well. That's also a nice little snack to have. It tastes a little bit like a shake. So it adds a little bit more value, you know, to our seniors, especially if they're not drinking and eating as they should be.
Right. And what about, you know, we didn't talk about water intake either. What's the recommendation with that? I've heard all kind of, how it relates to how many pounds equals how many glasses, you know, all that kind of stuff. What's your recommendation there?
In terms of water intake, 8 glasses a day is what is recommended. With lots of our clients and lots of our families, we encourage our families to leave water pretty much anywhere where the senior is, where they're sitting, because if it's in front of them, they will likely pick it up. One of the other things that we suggest, if you know water is not very appealing to them, is to maybe add a little bit of cranberry juice, not a lot, but just enough to give it a bit of flavor, to allow them and encourage them to take that water.
What about some of those flavored waters that are out there? Are they okay to drink?
Yes, they are an additional option. They don't carry any sort of caloric intake, which is nice. But yeah, that's definitely a good idea. Or even the spray bottles, the Crystal Lights as well, they tend to be a nice option as well. One of the other things that we do with our clients, and we always suggest, is, you know, having a decanter of water, filling it with maybe some lemons or watermelon, cucumber, just to kind of spicing up the flavor of the water as well.
Wow. All great ideas. I think I have a laundry list of 50 things you probably said that we need to pay attention to. Are there healthy, non-perishable food items I can keep handy to bring variety to my meals?
Definitely so. Tuna and salmon. Salmon, for instance, has a high protein count that you can keep in your pantry and add to any meal, whether that's rice or salad or quinoa, and it holds about 33 grams of protein. That's because when they are prepared, the bones are also included in that package as well. Healthy grains, high fiber cereals are also a great addition. Sometimes condensed milk or powdered milk is also a great alternative that's affordable as well for our seniors that like to drink, you know, coffee or tea during the day. So those are some ideas to have as
okay.
well.
Great. And I know that you're sharing, as part of our giveaway, some recipes for our viewers. Do you have a recipe you could share with us right now?
Yes. So I don't do a lot of the cooking, unfortunately, on my Nourish Senior Life show. But we do follow, and we have a Mediterranean chicken recipe, which is fantastic. And as many people know, the Mediterranean diet has led individuals and research to find that there's been a reduction in, you know, some memory care or cognitive improvements. So the Mediterranean diet, you want to stick to chickens, white fish, tomatoes, olives, cucumbers, feta cheese, and olive oil being a major antioxidant and, a monounsaturated fat. So the chicken itself has all of those ingredients and can be used for lunch or for dinner as a light snack or as a full meal.
Awesome. Well, thanks. And your show, Nourish Senior Life, is that also, you know, on YouTube, or is there a place that people not in your area can watch it?
Yes. So Comfort Keepers Berry does have a YouTube page where you can find all of our recipes. And we've been very fortunate and very lucky to have partnered up with specific community partners like the Alzheimer's Society for, you know, the Mediterranean chicken recipe that we had, diabetes. We've done, we've also done heart and stroke as well. So we've partnered up and have gotten their expertise on the different types of meals that we should be focusing on.
Awesome. Well, we'll find that channel and we'll put it on the final video for people to go and look at. So, Erica, this has been very helpful. I wanted to thank you for reaching out to me to be involved in the summit and for your participation.
I am very happy to have been a participant and I look forward to learning more.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, you too.